rocket ship hits the planet. Dr. Zarkov and Dale are thrown from the rocket ship unconscious. Flash is thrown clear of the wreckage and lands on his feet uninjured. He rushes to the side of the unconscious girl, picks her up, and starts to carry her toward the distant towers of a city on this weird new planet. Suddenly, strange soldiers armed with ray guns appear, and capturing Dale and Flash, force them to come with them to the throne room of Ming the Merciless, Emperor of Mongol and supreme ruler of the universe.
Jack, you with us? Wake up.
Oh, sorry, Ed. I was kind of daydreaming.
We were here to talk about the MongoDB world you went to last month in New York. You know, big data?
Yes, I knew that. I'm sorry. Mongo. I was thinking about Mongo. It's always a place I remember with Flash Gordon and Ming the Merciless. You know, it's actually how I got into high tech. But geez, Ed, I think I told you every story of my life already. You want to start this the whole thing again?
Yeah, from the top. This is Ed Burns, site editor for Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor of Search Data Management, and we are here to talk about MongoDB World, which Jack just returned from in New York City. So Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about the show? What were some of the highlights for you?
Yes, it was in Sheraton Times Square, the MongoDB faithful, about 2,000 strong. There were no errant asteroids or anything from those old Flash Gordon movies. What was there was MongoDB, JSON, and NoSQL. And quite a surprising amount of enterprise use cases that were on display. So, you know, first of all, MongoDB was formed originally as TenGen in 2007. The people who did it came out of DoubleClick, which was a big Web 1.0 success story. But now they really have one of the highest flyers in big data today. You know, before Cloudera got its recent big Intel cash infusion, I think MongoDB probably led the pack in terms of venture capital backing. The company had a total of $231 million in investments as of last fall. And there's a reason. MetLife used it to bring together a bunch of diverse policy databases they had gathered over the years, and they had tried to do it with I think relational database and failed. And one reason was the data kept changing. Even as they caught up with one thing, something else would pop up, and that seems to be coming out of the conference a big thing about MongoDB. Using JSON, which is the JavaScript object notation, it's able to kind of roll with the punches as data changes. It doesn't have to have a schema to start out with. If it says people are able to sort of create flexible schema as they go along, and it is a case where the developers working on web applications kind of came up with this. Among the users that were on hand was an individual from Bosch, Dirk Slama, and he told us that Mongo had agility and flexibility that was meeting the needs he had as they were doing Internet of Things applications. So Bosch, a big, really conglomerate company, but has a lot of power tools, factory equipment, automobile equipment, and now all those pieces, those devices, are all transmitting information back to somewhere, and the data types are quite varied, and they were able to use JSON and MongoDB to, as they say, roll with the punches. Michael Simeone, who is the global head of data platform engineering at Citibank's financial services group, he spoke. And again, he said that developers brought it in, but it seemed to be meeting some of his needs because it's so difficult with classic relational databases to change schema and come up with new reports and handle new data types. You say, okay, sure, but come back in 6 months. And I got the impression that some of the data leaders at these companies were tired of saying that themselves and seemed to find in MongoDB a NoSQL database that has a lot of flexibility. Of course, they're not alone. They have competition in Couchbase and others, and even sort of established competition in MarkLogic. Actually, MarkLogic's former CEO is now head of MongoDB.
So one thing that I often hear people talk about in this MongoDB setting is about related to design patterns. And I understand that that's an interesting concept that maybe stretches beyond the MongoDB world itself. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that idea?
Yeah, well, Mr. Simeone from Citigroup said that he saw some emerging design patterns with Mongo. One is a data caching layer that exists above the relational data. And in these cases, it's used as a caching layer. Also, he sees people bringing together heterogeneous data sources in order to get one single operational view. That would be data consolidation. And another pattern is split database workloads. A lot of the existing relational databases can be encumbered by workloads that they're just not good at, and people have been trying to shoehorn them into those uses, you know, at the time when NoSQL came about in the last 10 years. So he sees it as just a good fit, the best fit for the job, the right course for the horse is a term people are using now, as there are so many variations on databases that one can employ.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting show that you're just at, and so appreciate you coming in today and giving us the lowdown on it. So this has been Talking Data Podcast for the week of July 21st. Thanks for listening.
And don't fail to listen again next week to the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures